This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The beef industry is excited to be included in the UK trade deal. We'll have more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Yesterday's trade agreement in principle with the United Kingdom includes market access for U.S. beef, which is a direct result of the years of advocacy groundwork laid by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Kent Backus said it's an exciting time for beef producers.
Well, we're very excited to see that beef has been included in this agreement in principle between the United States and the United Kingdom. This is something that NCBA has been working on for many years, really trying to work with the British government and with British stakeholders to help them understand how we raise cattle and the high quality standards that we use here. I think that the fact that beef has been included in this overall agreement in principle, I think that just speaks to the importance that agriculture plays in trade and specifically to beef. We've got a great product. We know that we have a really good opportunity ahead of us in the United Kingdom, and we're very grateful to President Trump for taking the lead on this and making sure that we were going to be part of that deal.
Backus said that groundwork included building relationships with members of the British government.
Well, you know, for the last few years, we've really tried to build relationships with a lot of the leadership within the British government. And even as that leadership has changed hands, we've really tried to work with whoever's in charge and the other folks there to help them understand how we raise beef, how we raise cattle. And so we've been in London. We've hosted some of their officials here. We've engaged a lot with our counterparts in the UK.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.